Yeah, thanks, Cameron. Thanks, Dan.
Oh, yeah,
Thanks,
sorry.
Chris.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Cameron.
Kim. Thanks, board. Thanks for jumping on a day 24 hours before. Oh, I saw the meetings unlocked. Okay. And I need to introduce the open meeting again?
No, it looks like we started a new recording, right?
Jen, have we started a new one?
Yes, we did.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks everyone who's been in the waiting room. Sorry that took a while. We've had a discussion between the board members and our legal counsel. We appreciate all the members of the public coming here, especially on the short notice for this emergency meeting. Because the board is not expending any funds or taking any formal action, we do not intend to have a vote today.
Thank you, Jackie. And then we did have an agenda item of just other business. So any other business of the board in a potentially of attendee? Yes, Richard, you can go first.
What's the status of our challenge to the district attorney about the termination of the grant? Because as we discussed offline, we do have another option besides challenge. But anyway, what's going on?
Is this the Zap, Richard?
Yeah, oh yes, yeah. I'm sorry. We applied for Zap. Well, first, the Zap recreation bond was announced in May with a May deadline. And we were told that we had to apply in the non-county parks tranche because the county had more financial needs for its parks than it could meet, and that we needed to compete with the others. But to be eligible, you have to be, there has to be a county property interest in your site to be able to be eligible. And we applied to do a new playground at Sugar Beet Pavilion.
So yes, initial response was that we didn't demonstrate the county ownership. We provided additional documentation from records and from the city, and that was being taken back to the district attorney for review. Expected a response last week, and I have not heard a direction otherwise. And I don't know if anyone here is here to deliver some news, or Tim, I don't know if that's your purpose, but right now
this is Tim Bodley, but I am not here to deliver any news on that. I apologize. Craig Waynesgard is the attorney in our office that's handling that. So I was here to observe whether or not you were going to make a decision on anything else, and it doesn't sound like you.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we're still waiting on the review from the county on our Zap application. All right.
Should we open it up to the public, or does the public have the any questions for the board?
I don't know. This was just other board business. I don't know if it's a public session technically. Well, Jackie, I'll ask for your.
Yeah, because this was like an emergency meeting, and so our notice was quite short in because it was an emergency notice. I'd prefer to keep the topics limited to the reason for having an emergency meeting, if at all possible.
So yeah, just general board business, if you have anything, Richard.
Sorry, related to the Zap thing, but unrelated, but related. And Chris should be tuned into this. Because of the determination by Community Services Division that we had to apply for funding through the non-parks tranche. I argue that the Community Services Division determination that we're not eligible to apply separately from the county for track funds should be challenged. And I would like us going forward, you know, at some time this fall to send a letter to CSD asking for reconsideration based on these other decisions that have been made about our eligibility about funding.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. I mean, I'm sure we're all confused about this because the county had led us to believe that we should apply for this funding and had a whole meeting with us about how to apply for ZAP. And now we've been told we're ineligible. So it's pretty shocking, especially because we have received ZAP funding in the past for projects.
So it was clarified that it was the attorney's review. So I don't want this to fall like, oh, it's community services. I think they were surprised as well. It's the attorney review of it saying by the language that the park authority is the owner of the deed of the land is for the park authority. And so their interpretation was that therefore the county does not own the land, doesn't have an owner interest. Other parks like our Bingham Creek, who has an advisory board, the county actually owns a fraction of the land, and that allows them to be partially owned. Even if it was a partially owned ownership, that would be better. But they're saying the deeds to the park authority, so they don't have owner interest. Our rebuttal is, well, there's the reverter that does give this land back to the county, you know, in 2055. There's past record of ZAP funding in the park. I mean, there's lots of historical, all sorts of data. And so that's been supplemented to them and with the district attorneys to review. So we have sent in additional information asking for that. And, you know, again, I think we all just want to be able to play in the game, be considered, and to be thrown out on kind of technicality interpretation is difficult, since we feel the county, and legally the county isn't an owner of the park. But that'll be updated. I mean, again, if we don't hear soon, we're kind of automatically all out of the running to be reviewed by the advisory board, and then so we'll have to reevaluate our options. And hopefully we have information. I will let you know for sure when we learn if we are or are not considered. Has not happened yet. So if there's no other board business, does anyone want to make a motion?
I make a motion. I yield to Sid.
I yield to Richard.
I motion we adjourn.
All right. We have a motion by Richard. Second by Siv. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Jen. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks. I don't know how to click out of this.
Oh. The big red X at the bottom.
There we go. Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Roxy. See ya.
Yep. Thanks, Jen.
Wow.